Theresa May, new in office, is running a government at a very precarious time for our country on a very slim majority. The Labour Party should be having her lunch, and yet they're not, because they have been involved in this internecine battle for the last year. And really, the question is whether, despite all the things, after all the things that have been said, they can heal this rift. I mean, Andy Burnham said it today, the Shadow Home Secretary, unless we make up, we will break up. This is crunch time for the Labour Party. And if you look around the rest of Europe, parties in the, from the centre-left in similar positions have basically just split. But splitting is not really an option, partly because of the electoral system that we have, but also partly because if you split, Labour knows that it's just not going to be in power, probably ever. So they have to somehow heal these rifts or go under and do something quite radical. And I don't think they're ready to do that yet. I mean, it's interesting talking to Chuka Umunna earlier. He's not a Corbynista. He doesn't like Jeremy Corbyn. He left the front bench. He's thinking of an alternative future for himself in the Labour Party, but he's not ready to walk away from it. So I think there is a, with all the licking of wounds that will go on this afternoon, and you can practically hear the sound already, slightly unpleasant, I'm sorry if I've interrupted your brunch, but with all that going on, you can see that there is the goodwill there to bring the party together, but will it last? And will it last for 4.5 years? Or will we have another Labour leadership election next year? Is this going to become an annual thing, like a sort of music festival or something?